This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about healthcare reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Hospitals all across the UK have been brought to their knees by ransomware. You know what ransomware is? It's where hackers take over your computer system and then they demand that you pay them Bitcoin to unlock your computer. And so many, many hospitals across the entire United Kingdom are down. Their phone systems don't work. Their X-ray systems don't work. The patient record systems don't work. They can't conduct medicine. Because it's all been digitized and computerized, and now all the computers have been held for ransom, literally, by these hackers who are demanding Bitcoin payment to unlock the computers. Kind of makes you wonder just how resilient anything is in our society today when you've got, you know, these doctors are supposed to be the smartest people in the world. They can't even keep their computers from being infected, really. They can't even now run a hospital without, I don't know, Russian hackers or wherever they come from, taking over their computers and demanding Bitcoin money to release them. It kind of makes you wonder how competent they are about everything else. I mean, I know some of this malware is pretty insidious stuff, but it's very interesting to me that these hackers have, in effect, created a kind of a wake-up call here for the entire medical community to understand just how vulnerable they are to malware and ransomware and how dependent they are on computer systems now to get anything done. So these hospitals all across the UK have told everybody in the country, don't come to the hospital anymore, really. That's what they're saying. Well, we can't do anything for you because we can't enter your name in our hospital database anymore. So you might as well not come in unless it's an emergency. If you have a leg falling off or something, come on in. We'll figure out something. We'll enter you as Jane Doe or whatever. But they can't. They're telling everybody to stay away. So, where does this malware code come from? There's a good question. Turns out that it's code that the NSA developed. Yes, indeed, some of this code developed by the United States government to spy on everybody in the world, including Americans. It got circulated around, some of the code got out, and as a result, the hackers got their hands on the code, and the code is apparently very, very good at infecting computer systems. Now, if you're a rational, reasonable person, and you are interested in forecasting where all this is headed, as I am, oh, and by the way, I should mention, you're listening to the Health Ranger Report, so go to healthrangerreport.com for more podcasts like this. What else in the country is run on computers that could be held up by ransomware? If you ask yourself that question, you might have to pick up your jaw off the floor because, well, nuclear power facilities are run on computer systems, not necessarily the same kind of computers as hospitals, but they are computing systems nonetheless, and they are vulnerable to hacking and even ransomware in their own way. What about city governments? What about emergency response systems, 911 systems? What about court systems? What about banking systems? Do you trust your local bank to keep all your records? What if they have all their backups or only on hard drives and magnetic media, like magnetic tape? Did you know that one solar flare will wipe out a lot of magnetic media? Because it is electromagnetic, you know that an EMP is an electromagnetic pulse. You know, it can happen from a solar flare or a high-altitude nuclear warhead detonation. And it can, if it's sufficiently strong, wipe out a lot of electromagnetic media. Not all of it, but a lot of it. If your local bank isn't backing up your account data to an optical backup system, that is like a, you know, an optical drive that actually stores bits etched into plastic using Blu-ray technology or something similar. If they're not using that, they can lose all your records. Now, your money that you think you have in the bank really only exists as a record. And thus, if they lose your record, you lose your money. Do you understand that, that dynamic, how important and how potentially destructive that can be? I mean, right now, all across the UK, hackers have demonstrated that they can take down basically the entire medical system all at once on any given day. Do you think these hackers haven't also maybe attempted to target the banking system or the nuclear power plants? How much would a local government pay in terms of Bitcoin ransom to regain control over a nuclear power facility? There's a question for you. You don't think that these hackers are looking forward to a major payday when they can take over, you know, some nuclear power facility, start sending it into a meltdown 36 hours later, just start turning off the coolant pumps or something, and then demand Bitcoin? But they're not going to demand $300 worth of Bitcoin. They'll demand like $3 million in Bitcoin, which if the price of Bitcoin keeps going up, that'll soon only be like 10 Bitcoins. But nevertheless, they're going to demand huge, huge money in terms of Bitcoin. And you're going to have state governments and even federal governments, you know, or national governments elsewhere in the world probably, you know, agreeing to the demands. I mean, what else are they going to do? Send a nuke plant into a meltdown, which would cause billions of dollars in damage and loss of human life and radiation damage? No, they're going to pay the reward to the ransomware people who are going to cash out their Bitcoin, you know, and go retire somewhere on a beach in the Cayman Islands or wherever they go. I don't know where Bitcoin people go when they cash out. Or like if they're running a Bitcoin wallet and they just steal everybody's money one day, where do they go to cash out, you know, and just retire? I really have no idea. But I bet it's someplace tropical. I bet it's not Siberia. They've probably been in northern Russia for far too long. I bet they're going somewhere with sandy beaches and you know, warm weather, that kind of thing. Nevertheless, here's the point in all of this. You are living in a society that is far more fragile than you could possibly imagine. Everything on which you depend, the cash in your pocket, the banking system, the medical system, the delivery of prescription pharmaceuticals to your local pharmacy, what else? 911 services, national defense and the military, your paycheck, the water that comes out of your tap in your own kitchen. All of these things are controlled by computers. And they contain, you know, microelectronic circuit boards, right? All of these things are vulnerable to either physical disruptions, such as solar flares and EMPs and grid down scenarios, or, of course, hacker types of attacks or ransomware attacks. Now, here's what's interesting about all of this. Today, the UK hospitals, all they got to do is pay some money to the Bitcoin ransomware hackers, and all their computers will be turned back on. But what if some hackers were using the same kinds of tools and they decided they didn't really want things to be turned back on? What they're actually wanting to do is just to shut everything down, shut the whole system down. I bet there are a lot of hackers that actually have that as a potential goal. You know, it's called the fire sale. Everything goes, right? They just want to shut everything down, kind of reboot society. I'm sure there are many people out there who have the skills and possibly the motivation to do that. What if they take over systems and then a screen pops up? We've taken over your computer. There is nothing you can do. Good luck. You know, that, like, that's the message. You can't buy your way out of that, you see. I think that day could be coming. And it might be coming from the same people who get paid by the UK hospitals. If you think about it, the UK hospitals, if they pay the ransomware, they are bankrolling the operations of the hacker groups who may not need any more money. I mean, if they bank a couple of million dollars worth of Bitcoin off the UK hospital system, maybe at that point, there's like, we got enough. Let's just shut the whole system down, you know? And then they go after the nuke plants and they go after the banks in America, maybe. And they go after the, I don't know, what else can they control? Water supply systems, coal-fired power plants. What if they shut off the water supply to Los Angeles? You know, is that system hackable? I don't know. Maybe it is. I mean, I guess every system is hackable in one way or another. What if they just say, LA, you've had enough water, you don't get any more, and they don't even ask for ransom? What happens then? Well, you get a mass die off in LA before very long, if people don't have water and people can't leave, because you can't really evacuate a city with that kind of density. You can't really bring in enough water on trucks to keep everybody alive, probably. I don't know. I don't know what you do. You can't airdrop enough water for everybody. So I don't know. This is going to be very interesting, frankly, to see what happens. But everybody who has false faith in these systems and in a society that's really fragile, a society that's based on so many vulnerable computing systems, there's going to be a day where you find out that your faith is misplaced. And it might actually be the Bitcoin ransomware hackers who make that point very strongly to a lot of people who, frankly, are living in a delusional world where they think everything's always going to work out because that's all they've ever known. And they have no idea how vulnerable things are and how easily society can actually collapse. So, I don't know. I can handle any outage. Probably you can too if you've been listening to my podcast for very long because you're a prepper. But most people can't. They'll die. They'll literally die, you know, which is kind of sad. Kind of fun to have around, you know, these other people. Even though they're oblivious, sometimes they can wear interesting party hats and such, you know, tell jokes. It's going to be sad to see them go when the systems go down. But probably that day is coming. We'll just see what happens. Read more at collapse.news and hope they don't target your local power grid, your hospital, your nuclear power plant. Otherwise, you're going to have to get out of Dodge at the same time that everybody else is trying to get out of Dodge, which probably won't work. Just some realities to think about. All right, take care, everybody. Stay safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon. where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.